May I now invite Mr. Thammarat Wang Lee, Advisor to the Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperatives, Royal Government of Thailand, to give an opening remarks.
Good morning, Excellencies, Honorable Kellis, Deputy Minister of Fishery from Mumbai, Professor Samin Naton, Director General, Department of Fishery, Assistant Director General of FAO Regions, Office of Asian and Pacifics, NACA Director, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen. I have a great pleasure and honor to preside over the opening ceremony of Global Conference on Aquaculture 2010 today on behalf of the Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperative Kingdom of Thailand. I would like to take this opportunity to extend our warm welcome to all of you. We are privileged to be a host for this important conference in collaboration with FAO and NACA for the third millennium held in Bangkok since the year 2000. After a long decade of global aquaculture community still show a solid commitment in aquaculture development as reflected by a significant number of scientists, fishery profession experts participating today. Thailand is in fact one of the top five leading aquaculture producer of food fish supply, and Thailand shrimp production is at forefront of global shrimp export for nearly two decades. Aquaculture is therefore one of Thailand-driven force in helping spur national economic growth for security, poverty alleviation, and rural development. In attending this conference joined by a diverse group of experts, several nations, it is a great opportunity for knowledge and experience sharing from different continents all over the global. In viewing through a number of objectives, on this conference, aquaculture development and management and sustainability for the coming decade tend to be high on agenda. There are pressing issues shared by fishery community globally concerning agriculture development and management, such as environmental integrity, food safety, traceability, aquatic animal health, social, economic uncertainty, and other emerging threats. Climate change has now become global concerns, especially on how artisanal fishery could be safeguarded from the threat. I would also like to echo my suggestion on the appropriateness of the fish species and cross-cutting agriculture technology that do not harm marine livelihood as well as sustainable production. Cage culture technology has captivated the awareness of many nations, particularly coastal and offshore aquaculture. However, the answer for this dilemma should be further examined and scientifically proven, especially the damage occurred to coastal and marine ecology system. After 4 days of unrelenting discussion, I am hopeful that all of us would look forward to witness a comprehensive depth of concessions and strategy of global agriculture development. The strategy could be a useful tool in providing us with a prospective outlook of how global aquaculture development would be in the next decade. Ladies and gentlemen, in closing, I wish to express my heartfelt gratitude to the organizer FAO and NACA and the Development of Fishery of Thailand for organizing such important conference, our generous sponsorship as well as experts and participants. We work tirelessly to make this conference become successful, while I also look forward to a conclusive outcome of this conference with substantive proposal and practical recommendation to be made by experts and participants. Ladies and gentlemen, We cannot hope to succeed in our quest without your assistance. And I thank again for your trust and for your continuing confidence in Thailand. May I wish you all a very fruitful conference and a great success. And I hope you have a pleasant stay in the beautiful city of Phuket. Now I declare the opening of the Global Conference on Aquaculture 2010. Thank you.